This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's been nearly 10 years since a white supremacist gunman entered the Sikh temple of Wisconsin and fatally shot six people. Sadly, the decade since then has seen more attacks on houses of worship, from a church in South Carolina to the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. As Rob Mentzer reports, for some members of the Sikh temple, that makes this a difficult anniversary.
Satwan Singh Kalika brought his wife and two sons to Milwaukee from the Punjab region of India in 1982. He'd been a farmer in India. In America, he worked in a factory and later started a full-service gas station. By 2012, the Milwaukee area was his home. He was president of the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin. That August, his son Pardeep Kalika had a chance to reflect on just how far his dad had come.
August 3rd was my birthday. It was the last time that I would see the last time I would see my father alive.
On August 5th, when a gunman entered the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Satwan Kalika was one of the six people killed. A seventh, who was paralyzed in the shooting, would die from his injuries in 2020. A police roadblock stopped Pardeep Kalika and his young family on their way to the temple that day. He waited all day for word about his father.
My father would do anything and everything to make it back to his community, to his family. He was the most determined man I've ever seen. And so by the end of the day, I knew before they ever made notification that he was probably one of the people that died inside.
The gunman exchanged fire with two officers who arrived within minutes of a 911 call from the temple. He then fatally shot himself. This week, the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin will mark the 10th anniversary of the shootings with a 48-hour prayer. They'll hold community education events and, on Friday evening, a candlelight vigil. Sikh temples across the country will hold community service events of their own. It's a somber anniversary, but for some, it's also frustrating. The last decade has seen a rise in mass shootings, including high-profile terror attacks on places of worship, some by white supremacists. Anisha Singh is the executive director of the nonprofit Sikh Coalition.
Oak Creek can be seen as that warning of an increasingly violent and assertive role that white supremacy was set to play in American society over the next decade.
But if so, she says, it was a warning that wasn't heeded. At a Wednesday evening service, priests and Gurdwara members read prayers. In the next room, volunteers prepare a meal. Families sit on the floor to eat, a symbol of humility and equality. Navi Gill was 18 when the shooting happened. In a library room at the temple, he shows a visitor photos of the victims of the 2012 attack.
These are the images of the six people that were lost. Sita Singh and Ranjit Singh were brothers.
Today, Gill is going to medical school. His life and the world have changed a lot. But when he thinks of the shooting...
Sometimes it feels like it was yesterday. Like, some of the memories are so vivid. It feels like, you know, it just happened. And then you realize, no, like, these people have been out of our lives for 10 years, and you miss them.
The man who opened fire in Oak Creek was named Wade Page. He didn't leave a manifesto or a trail of writings online, but he was an active member of hate groups, and investigators say he probably targeted the Sikh temple because its members are visibly different, mostly brown-skinned, some wearing turbans. Today, Kalika's main work is doing therapy for people who've been captured by extremist ideologies. He's worked with former white supremacists, Islamists, and even eco-terrorists.
Why I do this work is because I think as a society, we do not get upstream enough. And I'm trying to prevent the next Wade Page out there from hurting any community.
Still, he says, it's hard not to feel discouraged. With radical ideologies spreading and the easy availability of guns, Kalika says he fears things are going to get worse before they get better. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.